Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was going to ask you that. Of all the places you visited, and we're not looking for special favors here in the Twin Cities, although if it is Minneapolis-St. Paul, more power to you.
It probably is.
What do you look forward to? And I'm sure there's some towns maybe you don't look forward to, but what are the spots around the country that you actually enjoy going to time and time again?
Well, I enjoy any place that has good seafood. Boston, I like it here. There's some good restaurants on Nicollet Mall. I like to get into a town and find a local restaurant. You know, I can eat at the chain restaurants back at home. You know, the Longhorns, the Applebee's, the Outbacks. They're great restaurants. But when I get out into suburbia and out into the proletariat of America, I like to find something that is local yokel. You know, I like to go to the museum here, the local. You know, I can walk from the hotel, some of these local restaurants that you can't find in other cities.
Well, you must have, how many live chefs did you say? 2,700?
No.
1,000.
21,000 plus.
1,000 plus, that's right. I'm sorry.
I do about, I'm up to about 1,000 this year, 900 to 1,000. So.
My sister's 9 years younger than me, delightful young woman. And she's watching on Facebook right now.
Very nice.
And she's stalking you. I think she has a... Is she
in Lancaster?
She has a crush.
Or back in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, she's back in Lancaster. Yeah.
You're going to see her for Thanksgiving.
She's Amish.
Oh, really?
So it's...
She's not watching.
It's illegal for her to be on Facebook right now.
That's absolutely not true. But, you know, they don't watch me. I know that for a fact.
So, Mike, you've been working for the Weather Channel?
28 years.
For 28 years. So, and you've been to many locations numerous times.
Here's another stat. You know, Fred Gadomski from Penn State, just retired. He's like the dean of the Weather Tower. He asked me about 2 or 3 years ago, hey, Mike, how many states have you been live in? And I said, what a great question. So I counted them up. And at this point, I've been live in 46 states.
Which ones are you missing?
The only states I'm missing are Idaho, Montana, Hawaii, and Alaska. Ah.
Do you know which state you've been to the most?
Oh, gosh. I've been to Minneapolis a lot of times.
Yeah. Even more than Florida, because I would think with the hurricane coverage, Florida might be near the top. You know, Florida, we're on the top for snow and cold.
Yeah, Florida, Texas. I've been to Chicago quite a bit. Oh, I mean, 4 years ago, Boston, 210 inches. I was there 4 or 5 times. So you talk about New York, Boston, Minneapolis, Chicago, and Florida. But those areas.
Never Hawaii.
No, I had a chance. I almost got there about 4 years ago. And the big hurricane, I was booked on a plane. We booked to the next day, and it hooked a right, and none of us went. And Alaska, I was actually in Fairbanks last week, but I've never been live in Alaska. And Idaho and Montana are kind of out there. The only way I think I would ever get to Montana would be if they had an early season, like a September snowstorm in Cutbank. But other than that, they're kind of, you know, out there. But I've done all the other states. I've been in the hottest temperature ever in Seattle, 101. Hottest tide, Vegas, 118. You know, all kinds of extremes.
And and I know you're tired. I know you're a machine, but there's a book in there somewhere. Or a made-for-TV miniseries.
Let's talk about that after the break.
Yeah.
Good question.
Paul and George.
Lost Wheels. Love that song.
Lost Wheels. My oldest son, Walt.
Mm-hmm. It's his band. Love it.
Yep. Mike Seidel from the Weather Channel. Some of the questions coming in from our listeners. Do you prefer radio or television?
Well, I think radio is always going to be dear to my heart because that's where I got my start.
And there's a lot less Botox in radio.
1973. Yeah. Well, speak for yourself.
But it radio forces you to be able to ad lib, right?
Yes,
you're not reading a teleprompter.
Well, and I'm ad libbing out on the street.
Right.
You know, so I have to say that my radio training, I say training, the years I spent in radio in the 70s and early 80s really forced me to learn to how ad lib because, you know, I was horrible. You know, I'd be stumbling around going, do. And it forces you.
It does.
You know?
It does.
And then, you know, I had to read the AP news headlines and stuff like that, but it really gives you some good training. And then when you get on TV, because unlike news, weather is pretty much unscripted. Mm-hmm. You know, you may have some cheat sheet, you know, a few notes on the side, but you're like tonight, I'm out there, I've got a few notes, you know, how much snow is going to fall and stuff like that. But it's basically I ad lib for if I'm going to do, I'll be on three or four times an hour for 4 or 5 hours. So
in a world of apps, everybody has an app. I have an app,
Aris Weather.
Aris Weather. I was one of many who birthed that app. But we live in an app-centric world now. What would you say to a 20-something or a 30-something who says, why should I watch TV?
That's a good point because we have folks that you can get the weather off the but you don't get the input from the actual presenter. And we can explain things. You can go on the app and see, well, why is it going to rain and then snow and then rain?
Right.
You know, we give the
you give the perspective, right?
And the visual. I mean, right now we're talking about bombogenesis coming into Northern California. You really Well, that's when a storm's pressure drops 24 millibars in 24 hours. So we got this massive storm. Could be the lowest pressure they've ever seen in Eureka, California.
There's going to be some wind damage.
Yeah, wind
coastal
damage.
Coastal Oregon and
yeah,
Northern
exactly.
California.
So,
Eureka. That's
yeah, Eureka.
Thing.
Eureka.
So that kind of stuff you don't see on the phone. And you get it in live, you know, on the Weather Channel.
People still like watching people and
exactly.
listening to people,
exactly.
and God help us if that goes away.
You know, this artificial intelligence is, you know, I watched what was supposed to be the first artificial intelligence news anchor on the web the other day, came out of some conference in China, and it didn't do anything for me, you know.
Was it troubling? Did she look real?
It was actually a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the lips kind of moved.
To Google it.
Yeah. It had a troubling but unfamiliar feel.
Nobody's going to watch that, though. That's just
no.
Cool.
I just
no
think
one's gonna watch
you know,
that.
I don't know what TV's going to be like in 10 years
yeah.
because look how much it's changed. When I was a kid, we had one channel. Then we got cable. And we had 5 channels. You know, we couldn't find anything we wanted to watch.
Hey, that's still the case.
I know you got 400 channels.
Nothing's changed,
but now you don't have to. Now you don't have to fight over who's going to get up and change the channel like
True.
We did 50 years ago.
So Mike Paul said, "There's a book in you." We have about 30 seconds
okay.
left. What do you think? You writing a book?
I don't know. It's a lot of work, and you know, long days on the road. It's good to get home and spend time with the family.
You do an amazing job.
Thank you for having me, Jordana
we'll
and Paul. It's great to be back in the radio. I've got to hit the streets.
We'll be watching.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
Thank you, Minneapolis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.